This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. With a very wet start to the growing season, followed by an extremely dry and warm finish in August and September, the weather has thrown a lot of curveballs at growers this year. Eric Bartels is a Northwest Iowa BEX Hybrids agronomist, and he says that advancements in seed technology have given farmers the ability to deal with extremes in weather and to better fight back against pest and disease. We will hear more from Bartels next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous. But they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
Northwest Iowa BEX Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartels says advancements in seed technology are helping growers stay one step ahead.
Yeah, we took a plot out just the other day, and there's a new trait for corn rootworm resistance. But anytime we had that, this would have been SmartStax Pro or Viptera. This was a long-term 20-plus years continuous corn. We saw the products that had the RNAi freight present be best. So we had three products out there. They took first, second, and third. Especially if you're dealing with heavy corn rootworm pressure or hysteres, this is a really good trait that can help you in your corn production.
The weather has been cooperative for harvest, and because of the fast pace of dry down, Bartel says the time to wrap up harvest is right now.
Just because we've had such a long stretch with good drying conditions, with the wind and the warm weather and then the lack of rainfall, we saw a lot of beans get down as low as 6%. We're seeing corn actually below 12%.
Bartel says that early season dryness is already a concern for 2025.
Looking kind of for the future for next year, and I see that Northwest Iowa is in a D2 severe drought. We see the forecast. I'm kind of thinking about next year already. If this harvest is early and you have to do a little bit of tillage, maybe it'd be better to do it this fall when the ground conditions are fit.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.